For Eminent Sports, I'm Kevin Falmas. The Vikings beat the Lions 23-10 yesterday at U.S. Bank Stadium. The leading rusher, Jordan Addison. And it was just one carry.
All right, Brosmer takes the snap. It's a trick play, and here comes Jordan Addison, steaming to the 40, to the 30, down to the 5, close to the end zone.
Mark it.
No signal. Touchdown! Jordan Addison! What an unbelievably sneaky play by the Minnesota Vikings.
Paul Allen and Pete Bursich yesterday on the Vikings radio network. That gave the Vikings a 10-point lead late in the fourth quarter, and it was a play Kevin O'Connell was saving for just the right moment.
You know, I knew we would need it at some point, and just wanted to try to get the game to a place with the clock where I knew they would have to start playing a little bit, maybe differently. You know, there was a lot of things they were trying to do to take away Justin no matter what and not give him anything easy. Really same with Jordan for that matter. And you know, we're down TJ and trying to, you know, piece together some things. But I wanted to save that call for a moment where I thought we could get a pretty good look for the play, and ended up being great execution by the guys and phenomenal finish by Jordan.
The Timberwolves were also in action on Christmas Day. They had a late one against the Nuggets. They forced overtime, but in the end,
Jokic will inbound, Wolves won't foul, and this one finally comes to a close. What a wild way to end the Christmas holiday. The fifth and final game on the NBA slate lived up to the billing. The Nuggets hang on for the victory in overtime. 142 to 138 is the final score.
Wolves see their three-game win streak come to an end. That was Alan Horton on the Timberwolves radio network. Wilder in Winnipeg tomorrow night at 6. The World Juniors start today in the Twin Cities. Kevin Falmas, MNN Sports.